Hello again, everybody. Just Sunday night here in the church after the evening service that was streamed live a little while ago. And we're just doing another book review tonight. Some of you have been tuning in for those. And this one is a book by Dr. Harry Ironside, who was the pastor of the Moody Memorial Church in the city of Chicago. And there's so many books by Harry Ironside that are still available, have been reprinted, many of his commentaries. And some of them are very, very helpful, very devotional and expository. And I would recommend many of Ironside's devotionals. Might agree with just everything that he says. It's always good to put that little disclaimer in. But he's certainly a man of God that I respect and have learned much from. And would love to be able to reap even a few inches of what he has sown over the years. Dr. Ironside was converted to Christ as a young man, just a teenager, a very young convert, and really wanted to go on with God after his conversion. His background was that of the Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army certainly did a tremendous work at its inception. Men like William Booth and those that were around him were great preachers of the gospel, great men of prayer and holiness and zeal and love and compassion. And we certainly stand in great awe of what the Salvation Army accomplished many, many years ago. And Dr. Ironside was converted and saved. And that was his traditional background, Salvation Army. And he had been taught that it was possible to be saved and then lost. And also that having been converted, he should look for a second work of grace in his life, a second blessing, if you like. He should come to a place of desiring full sanctification, eradication, sinless perfection, being able to go on in perfect love to the Savior. And I suppose any Christian who loves the Lord and wants to live a God-honoring life would desire that. But the great challenge is we must take these things to the Word of God as our final point of reference. And Harry Ironside, as a young man, really believed that this was something he needed. And I remember whenever I was a young Christian growing up and meeting different Christians from different backgrounds and moving in different circles and in different meetings and maybe didn't really know what I believed about a lot of issues in the Christian life, whether it was things like election or predestination, eternal security, baptism, church government, the extent of sanctification, what it meant to be filled with the Spirit, the doctrine of the end times, millennialism. These are all big subjects, and Christians should study them and should come to a conviction as to what the Word of God teaches. And Harry Ironside has this little book entitled Holiness, the False and the True. It's a wonderful, wonderful little book. The first part is autobiographical. He talks about his own experience. And the second part of the book is doctrinal. It's a very difficult little book, I think, to get. You might look for it on Amazon or eBay. I got this copy off a man called John Gowan over in the west of the province in County Fermanagh. But Ironside talks about his experience as a young Christian, not all that long converted, came under the influence of this teaching, looked at other Christians who he thought had it, certainly professed to have it, and certainly preached about it. And Ironside, as a young Christian, went out one night into the woods and spent the entire night in prayer and says, God, I'm not getting off my knees until I get this blessing. As the sun began to rise the next day, he felt that he had it. He walked home almost on air in the clouds, and he said, for about 3 weeks, I really felt that I had got this thing. He says, in a sense, I was perhaps ignorant. But with it came a sense of pride that I was in the spiritual elite, a little bit better than everybody else. But with the passing of time in the secret place, I began to realize that I still struggled with sin and temptation. Sometimes, he says, I tried to lessen what sin is, and I tried to pass off some of these sins as being sins of ignorance or infirmity. But I knew in my heart that there were things that I was still struggling with. I felt I'd backslidden, felt I'd lost this blessing, and I prayed for it again, and I went to meetings again, and Then I thought I'd got it. And then after a day or two, I felt I'd lost it. And then I went back and I saw that again. And this went on for 5 years. This life of peaks and troughs, of victory and defeat, of light and dark. And he just wondered then, was it true at all? And began to get very cynical. And then humble. And then proud. And so it went on until at last he found himself in something of an institution with other young people from a similar background. Some said they had this blessing. As he looked at their lives, he couldn't see any evidence of it. Until at last he came into the company of a young woman. And as he looked at her life, she was 10 years his senior. He thought, well, there's somebody that must have it. But he was surprised one day whenever she came to him and asked him, what's the secret? Secret of what, he said. He says, well, I've heard about this blessing. I've been seeking it for years now and I haven't got it. I've met people that say they have it and it's evident that they don't, but I've looked at you and I think maybe you have got it. And he says, well, I feel exactly the same as you. And they could hardly believe that as they talked to each other that they were going through exactly the same struggles. And so what they did was they began to study the Word of God together. They began to open the Scriptures and read what the Bible had to say about the whole subject, and they came to the Scriptures and they came to the conclusion that they had been looking at themselves, trusting in themselves, their sincerity, their consecration, their surrender, rather than looking to the Savior. He quotes, little by little, the light began to dawn. We saw that we had been looking within for holiness instead of without. We realized that the same grace that had saved us at first alone could carry us on. Dimly we apprehended that all for us must be in Christ, or we were without a ray of hope. I had been looking at the wrong man. All was in another man and in that man for me. But it took weeks to see this. A booklet blessed to so many proved helpful to both of us. The title, Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment, was itself a source of great cheer. The light came when she realized that she was eternally linked up with Christ as head and had eternal life in him as the vine and as her as the branch. And as they studied the person and the work of Jesus Christ and they looked to him alone, they came convinced, listen, we don't have to worry about being lost. We're safe and we're secure in him. And it's as we look to him that we grow in grace and we progress in the Christian life. And it just changed his life completely. This fresh look at Christ and his finished work and the whole Bible doctrine of justification. The second part of the book is doctrinal, and he deals with sanctification, the Word, the doctrine, and Scripture. Wonderful little book, Holiness, the False and the True. Try to get yourself a copy if you can. And if you're striving after the Lord and you want instruction, this very, very important issue that has caused problems for so many people, I think this little book will really help you. Dr. Ironside, Holiness, the False and the True.